Activated, Gaining the Extraordinary from the Ordinary, features articles from the Activated magazine created by the Family International. Visit us at activated.org.
Delivered. Vijay was 31 years old and had spent over half of his life on drugs. For the last 10 years, he had been a heroin addict. He was in a drug rehabilitation center in Bombay when he met Mary, a volunteer from the family who did counseling and other work at the center. The two became friends. After Vijay was released from the rehab center and returned to his home in northern India, they kept in touch by mail and phone. About a year later, Mary received a letter from Vijay in which he told her how Jesus had done what doctors and therapists hadn't been able to do, broken his addiction. Vijay wrote, "Dear Mary and all, hi. Thanks a lot for your last letter, which came at a time when I was thinking about giving up the fight. It gave me courage to hold on. Now I reread that letter whenever I'm feeling low. As I wrote some time ago, after leaving the center, I kept clear of drugs for a while, but then started taking them again. I just couldn't find any motivation to carry on. Life, again, felt empty. About that time, I got a phone call from James and Rajesh, two of Mary's co-workers from the family. They explained that they were coming to visit some schools here, and I invited them to stay with my parents and me. For 4 days, I drove them to many schools where they met the principals and offered them the Treasure Addict series of character-building videos for children. We also visited some people whom Rajesh and James knew from previous visits. My mom and dad also enjoyed their company. It was as if two members of our own family, not strangers, had come to visit. Unbeknownst to James and Rajesh, I was using drugs at the time. The first couple of days, I just barely managed to get dressed in the morning, take them around, and then come back in the evening and crash out. About the third day, I started to feel that I wanted to quit using drugs, but I was afraid of the painful withdrawals. The fourth day, before driving them to the station to catch an evening train home, we all had tea with my mother. Rajesh asked if they could pray for her, then turned to me and asked if there was anything I would like them to pray for. I said I wanted to get off drugs again. Rajesh prayed for Mom, and then James prayed for me. Tears started flowing from my eyes, and soon I couldn't stop. James was also in tears. At that moment, I wished that time would stop. I was in a different world. I felt very relieved and determined that I would quit taking drugs. For the next 3 days, I stayed in bed. On the first day, I got your letter. It was really great reading it in the middle of this experience. I also started reading the various publications and listening to the cassettes you had sent me. I did not eat anything for 3 days, but had no withdrawal pains and felt great. Jesus was with me for the duration. I cried a lot, but they were tears of relief and gratitude. Everything was coming together. I felt Jesus' presence all around me and in everything. I won't forget those days as long as I live. Only God's love could have done that. I wanted to stay there with that experience forever. But life goes on. I picked up where I had left off, but this time with renewed faith and strength. I knew that God loved me and would look after me and guide me, if only I would follow His direction. I finally understood that He had created me and had a purpose for my life. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your help. All this was only possible because I met you. I now understand what real love is. God works in mysterious ways, His miracles to perform. He took me to the drug rehabilitation center to meet you. All this was part of His grand scheme. With love and prayers, Vijay." Note from Mary. The above was written nearly 4 years ago, and Vijay has stayed off of drugs all this time with the Lord's help. If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.